理课堂听 class.com。
Model Test 4 Part 3 Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said.Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices with A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line, though the center.Question 11. Why didn't you attend the seminar on time management?
Oh, come on. On my schedule? You of all people know how little room I have for such a thing.
What reason does the woman give for not attending the seminar? Question 12. Those were such funny stories Tom told last night. He was like a totally different guy.
Yeah, really. He is normally so serious. What do you think brought all that out of him?
What does the woman imply?
Question 13. I should tell them that they shouldn't waste money on such meaningless matter.
They never listen to anyone, and whatever I say to them goes in one ear and out the other, so save your breath.
What does the man suggest the woman do?Question 14. Dr. Jones, I was wondering if you would consider giving me an extension on my paper. I just got back on campus yesterday from the hospital.
Well, under the circumstances, I can't see how I can deny your request.
What does Dr. Jones mean?
Question 15. Can you believe the way Larry spoke to his professor, complaining so directly and all?
Larry is not known for losing his cool. There are 2 sides to every story, and I'd be willing to give him the benefit of the doubt.
What does the woman mean?
Question 16. Do you know on which date Ray would like us to hand our assignments in?
Your guess is as good as mine. I'm the last one to know about these things.
What does the man mean?Question 17. You Americans are funny. It seems as if you were married with cars.
Yeah, I guess that's true. The country is becoming one big highway. I was reading that there are about 4 million miles of roads and highways in this country now.
What are they talking about?
Question 18. You know, I'm just not too sure if the new salary will be high enough, or even the new position is really what I want. Besides, I like the work that I'm doing now.
It sounds as though you've already made up your mind about what you are going to do.
What is the man thinking about?
Now you will hear two long conversations.
Conversation 1. So you're going to be writing for the school newspaper?
Yes, I'm excited about it. I'm thinking about journalism as a career.
Oh, congratulations. How do they decide whom to hire?
I have to send the writing sample. I used one of the essays I've written for the literature class. Then, the editor assigned me a topic to write a short article about it.
What did you write about?
Actually, it was a lot of fun. I wrote about the student's play that has been performing this month.
Oh, I saw that play. The director is a friend of mine. It really caused a stir around here.
Yeah, I know. That's what I wrote about. People's reaction to it. It's really interesting.
Have you finished the article? Can I read it?
Sure, I just made a couple of copies, so you can have one.
Thanks. I wish I were a better writer. Working for the paper sounds like lots of fun.
Well, they're looking to add one or two photographers to the staff.
You're kidding. Maybe I'll go over and apply.
If you want, we could walk over to the newspaper office, and I'll introduce you to the photography editor and some of the other photographers.
That will be terrific. But can we go tomorrow? I have to go to math class now. And if we go tomorrow, then I'll have time tonight to gather a portfolio of photographs to show them.
Sure. Or maybe you should call and set up a time to meet tomorrow.
Good idea. I'll do that before I go to class.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Question 20. What was the topic of the woman's article? Question 21. What job is the man going to apply for? Question 22. What will the woman do tomorrow? Conversation 2. So, what exactly are you doing to protect the elephants here?
Well, we have managed to raise a lot of money for this project. A lot of it is being used to compensate farmers for the damage that elephants do to their crops.
How does that protect the elephants?
Since the elephants cause damage to the crops, farmers are often tempted to go out and kill the elephants.
I see. So the farmers don't have a real problem with the elephants until the elephants start eating the crops. But why do the elephants do that?
Well, there aren't enough trees to provide them with food on the land that has been reserved for them.
But if you successfully protect the elephants, their numbers will grow, and they will need more food. That means they'll need more land.
That's true, but we've solved that problem too. What we do is move some elephants to reservations where there are relatively few.
So that's where you spend another large portion of the money you raise?
Actually, it isn't very expensive because we share the cost with the people who run the other reservations.
I see. How do you decide which elephants to move?
We use two criteria. The first is that we maintain the genetic diversity of the elephant herd. The second is that we transport the more aggressive members of the herd, which results in us spending less money compensating farmers.
Are there any plans to expand the reservation?
We have allocated some money to land purchases, but such purchases could have a detrimental effect on the local human population, so we rarely do it.
What kinds of research are you doing on the elephants here?
We're mainly studying the way that elephants interact with each other within a herd.
I see. Well, thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure. Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 23. Which of the following is the main source of conflict between the elephants and the local people? Question 24. Why is expanding the reservation not a realistic option? Question 25. Who are the speakers most likely to be?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Passage 1. One of the first questions anybody asks about a newborn is, "What's the baby's name?" Faced with this tiny pink newborn, we want to put a name to it, as if by doing so we welcome it to this new world of individuals. We always name the things we love. A small child will give names to even his teeniest toys or his well-chewed blanket. And the difference between blankie and the blanket is an entire personality. There are many ways to choose a name for a baby. One of the most common is to use an old family name. If the family tie is strong enough, parents are often willing to overlook an unpleasant feeling or meaning. If all the men for 5 generations have been named Brandon, who are you to complain that the name means smelly hair? Inspiration need not be limited to the family tree. Pick an attribute, pick the name of an Italian city where the baby was born. Name the baby after your favorite poet or interesting scent. It can be difficult to find a perfect name for your baby, but the beauty of the process is this. By the time the baby is a few months old, his personality erases all other associations the name may hold. The evil snake or the much-loved poet fades away, and the name becomes quite simply the name of your child. And you will have made the right choice.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. What do we often do with the things we love? Question 27. Under what condition is the unpleasant meaning of an old family name often overlooked? Question 28. What will happen to a baby's name after several months? Passage 2. Belfast is the capital of Northern Ireland and a major city in commerce and industry. It is one of the most important shipbuilding and repairing centres of the United Kingdom and has long been known for its linen textiles. Its manufacturers include aircraft, guided weapons, and tobacco and food products. A large petroleum refinery here is supplied by imported petroleum, which is received at the city's deep water port. Other imports include grain, coal, chemicals, and iron and steel. Among the chief exports are petroleum products, soap, foodstuffs, and textiles. In Belfast, there are the notable Ulster Museum and the Protestant Cathedral of St. Anne. As an educational centre, the city is home to Queen's University of Belfast and Belfast College of Technology. Although there's evidence that people once settled in this place during the Stone and Bronze Ages, the founding of Belfast dates from 1177, when a Norman castle was erected. Edward Bruce destroyed the settlement in 1315, the year he became the Irish king. The city was taken by the English in the 16th century. In the late 17th century, French refugees arrived here and developed the linen industry. The harbour was improved in the late 18th century, and shipbuilding was begun on a large scale. The city was made capital of Northern Ireland in 1920. During World War II, Belfast was heavily damaged by German bombing raids. Beginning in 1969, the city was the scene of religious disorder, involving civil rights agitation and increased violence.
Questions 29 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29. For what has Belfast long been famous? Question 30. Which of the following does Belfast chiefly export? Question 31. When was Belfast founded? Question 32. What happened in Belfast in the late 18th century? Passage 3. Bobby Moore was a famous English soccer player who led the England team to victory against West Germany in the 1966 World Cup final. As a superb defender, Moore played 108 games for England's national team from 1962 to 1970 and was captain 90 times. His professional soccer career spans 19 years and 668 matches, a record with no match so far in England. Moore was born in Barking, East London, in 1941. His full name was Robert Frederick Moore. He began playing club soccer in the early 1960s. He was named England's Footballer of the Year from 1963 to 1964. Moore was known for his sportsmanship on the field. He was not inclined towards wild celebrations of girls. In 1967, he was made a member of the Order of the British Empire. Moore retired from playing in 1977, and after spending brief periods managing professional soccer teams, he concentrated on developing a sports marketing company and doing media work. He was sports editor of Sunday Sport from 1986 to 1990 and a regular commentator for London's Capital radio station from 1990 to 1993. After Moore was diagnosed with cancer, he went public with his battle in 1991 and continued to work until his death in 1993.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 33. How many matches did Moore play during his professional career? Question 34. What did Bobby Moore become in 1964? Question 35. What was the first thing Moore did after he retired from playing?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written.
113 million Americans have at least one bank-issued credit card. They give their owners automatic credit in stores, restaurants, and hotels, at home, across the country, and even abroad. And they make many banking services available as well. More and more of these credit cards can be read automatically, making it possible to withdraw or deposit money in scattered locations, whether or not the local branch bank is open. For many of us, the cashless society is not on the horizon. It's already here. While computers offer these conveniences to consumers, they have many advantages for sellers too. Electronic cash registers can do much more than simply ring up sales. They can keep a wide range of records, including who sold what, when, and to whom. This information allows businessmen to keep track of their list of goods by showing which items are being sold and how fast they are moving. Decisions to reorder or return goods to suppliers can then be made. At the same time, these computers record which hours are busiest and which employees are the most efficient, allowing personnel and staffing assignments to be made accordingly. And they also identify preferred customers for promotional campaigns. Computers are relied on by manufacturers for similar reasons. Computer-analyzed marketing reports can help to decide which products to emphasize now, which to develop for the future, and which to drop. Computers keep track of goods in stock, of raw materials on hand, and even of the production process itself. Numerous other commercial enterprises bring better and more efficient services to consumers through the use of computers.
113 million Americans have at least one bank-issued credit card. They give their owners automatic credit in stores, restaurants, and hotels, at home, across the country, and even abroad, and they make many banking services available as well. More and more of these credit cards can be read automatically, making it possible to withdraw or deposit money in scattered locations, whether or not the local branch bank is open. For many of us, the cashless society is not on the horizon. It's already here. While computers offer these conveniences to consumers, they have many advantages for sellers, too. Electronic cash registers can do much more than simply ring up sales. They can keep a wide range of records, including who sold what, when, and to whom. This information allows businessmen to keep track of their list of goods by showing which items are being sold and how fast they are moving. Decisions to reorder or return goods to suppliers can then be made. At the same time, these computers record which hours are busiest and which employees are the most efficient, allowing personnel and staffing assignments to be made accordingly. And they also identified preferred customers for promotional campaigns. Computers are relied on by manufacturers for similar reasons. Computer-analyzed marketing reports can help to decide which products to emphasize now, which to develop for the future, and which to drop. Computers keep track of goods in stock, of raw materials on hand, and even of the production process itself. Numerous other commercial enterprises bring better and more efficient services to consumers through the use of computers.
113 million Americans have at least one bank-issued credit card. They give their owners automatic credit in stores, restaurants, and hotels, at home, across the country, and even abroad. And they make many banking services available as well. More and more of these credit cards can be read automatically, making it possible to withdraw or deposit money in scattered locations, whether or not the local branch bank is open. For many of us, the cashless society is not on the horizon. It's already here. While computers offer these conveniences to consumers, they have many advantages for sellers too. Electronic cash registers can do much more than simply ring up sales. They can keep a wide range of records, including who sold what, when, and to whom. This information allows businessmen to keep track of their list of goods by showing which items are being sold and how fast they are moving. Decisions to reorder or return goods to suppliers can then be made. At the same time, these computers record which hours are busiest and which employees are the most efficient, allowing personnel and staffing assignments to be made accordingly. And they also identify preferred customers for promotional campaigns. Computers are relied on by manufacturers for similar reasons. Computer-analyzed marketing reports can help to decide which products to emphasize now, which to develop for the future, and which to drop. Computers keep track of goods in stock, of raw materials on hand, and even of the production process itself. Numerous other commercial enterprises bring better and more efficient services to consumers through the use of computers. ¶¶